On Monday, the city council in Charlotte, North Carolina, is planning to vote on a deal that could bring pro basketball back to Charlotte. They lost the Hornets to New Orleans this summer because a deal for a new stadium fell through. Commentator Andrea Cooper says that her city is trying to improve its image through sports, just like a lot of other smaller cities.
15 years ago, I was thrilled at the arrival of the Hornets and later the NFL Carolina Panthers. Any great city has pro sports, I thought. Besides, pro sports leads to economic development, an important consideration for second-tier cities like Charlotte. Here, we've debated for years. What will it take for people to know us as Charlotte instead of Charlotte, North Carolina? What can we do to become world-class and lure tourists? Charlotte isn't the only smaller city trying to figure out how to make a name for itself. Sacramento has staked its identity on the success of Sacramento Kings basketball. Cincinnati bills itself as a great place for conventions, thanks in part to its sports teams. Here in NASCAR and basketball country, where Michael Jordan got his start, pro sports brought us excitement and attention, but not always the attention we wanted. Panther Ray Carruth was convicted of conspiring to murder his pregnant girlfriend. Hornets player Bobby Fills died in what looked like a drag race. Hornets owner George Shinn was sued for sexual assault. Then there were the assorted charges against other athletes, from inciting a riot to DWI. Even after all this, when the city voted last summer on a new Hornets arena, I voted yes. The Hornets said they needed a new facility with luxury seating to survive. I cringed at the $200 million price tag, but I thought a new arena would be an investment. Most people didn't. Voters rejected the deal. The next day, other cities began to woo the Hornets. In May, the team left for New Orleans. Now the NBA and Charlotte have a plan to bring an expansion team here. Part of me says, yes, but if the NBA comes back, I want the new team's owners to contribute plenty of their money before asking for so much of mine. And if I'm supposed to cheer for your players, pick some who don't have such a tough time following the law. And maybe we've been looking in the wrong place for Charlotte to make its name. Thousands of Northerners moved to Charlotte over the last decade, and they didn't come just because of our major league sports. Charlotte has smaller city appeal. It's minor league baseball. It's surprisingly good arts performances. It's spectacular trees in the spring. Major cities will probably always have pro sports, but that's not all they have. New York isn't great only because of the Yankees. Our city's fixation on more pro sports could be short-sighted. I once thought basketball was a way for us to grow, but I'm beginning to wonder. For the smaller places like Charlotte, the cost of pro teams in dollars, energy, and emotion might not be worth it.
Andrea Cooper has lived in Charlotte for almost 20 years.